Chapter 3. Keola's Plan. That same night, Kalamake took his son-in-law to the side and gave him $5 in his hand.
"Keola," he said, "if you are a wise man, which I doubt, you will think you slept this afternoon on the terrace and dreamed as you were sleeping. I am a man of few words, and I have for my helpers people with short memories."
Kalamake never said a word more, nor referred again to that affair. But it ran all the while in Keola's head. If he was lazy before, he would now do nothing.
"Why should I work," he thought, "when I have a father-in-law who makes dollars of shells?"
Soon his share of the money was spent. He spent it all upon fine clothes. And then he was sorry. He thought, "I would have done better to have bought a concertina, with which I might have entertained myself all day long." He then began to grow angry with Kalamake.
"This man has the soul of a dog," he thought. "He can gather dollars when he pleases on the beach, and he leaves me to pine for a concertina. Let him be warned. I am no child. I am as smart as he is, and I hold his secret. He should be more generous."
With that, he spoke to his wife Lehua and complained of her father's manners.
"I would let my father be," said Lehua. "He is a dangerous man to cross."
"I don't care," cried Keola and snapped his fingers. "I have him by the nose. I can make him do what I please."
He told Lehua the story, but she shook her head.
"You may do what you like," she said. "But as sure as you cross my father, you will be heard of no more. Think of this person and that person. Think of Hua, who is a noble of the House of Representatives and went to Honolulu every year, and not a bone nor a hair of him was found. Remember Kamau, and how he wasted to a stick so that his wife lifted him with one hand. Keola, you are a baby in my father's hands. He will take you between his fingers and eat you like a shrimp."
Keola was truly afraid of Kalamake, but he was proud too, and these words of his wife's angered him.
"Very well," he said. "If that is what you think of me, I will show you how mistaken you are."
He went straight to where his father-in-law was sitting in the living room.
"Kalamake," he said, "I want a concertina."
"Do you indeed?" said Kalamake.
"Yes," he said, "and I mean to have it. A man who picks up dollars on the beach can certainly buy a concertina."
"I had no idea you had so much spirit," replied the wizard. "I thought you were a weak, useless lad, and I cannot describe how pleased I am to find I was mistaken. Now I begin to think I may have found an assistant and replacement in my difficult dealings," Kalamake continued. "A concertina! You shall have the best in Honolulu. And tonight, as soon as it is dark, you and I will go and find the money."
"Shall we return to the beach?" asked Keola.
"No, no," replied Kalamake. "You must begin to learn more of my secrets. Last time I taught you to pick up shells. This time I shall teach you to catch fish. Are you strong enough to launch Pili's boat?"
"I think I am," replied Keola. "But why shouldn't we take your own, which is already in the sea?"
"I have a reason which you will understand thoroughly before tomorrow," said Kalamake. "Pili's boat is better suited for my purpose. So, if you please, let us meet there as soon as it is dark. In the meantime, let's keep this to ourselves, for there is no reason to let the family know about our dealings."
Kalamake's voice was sweeter than sugar, and Keola could barely contain his satisfaction.
"I might have had my concertina weeks ago," he thought. "There is nothing needed in this world but a little daring."
He then spied Lehua crying and considered telling her all was well.
"But no," he thought. "I shall wait until I can show her the concertina. Perhaps she will understand in the future that her husband is a man of some intelligence."